An ongoing drought? Sure hope not. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Danny Tappa is a hydrologist and data collection officer with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Idaho Snow Survey. He talked with me about the importance of snowpack in a year that, thus far, hasn't seen enough precipitation.
The major ramifications are widespread water shortages. And so if we were to see the spring this year that we got last year, we would see even more water shortages than we had last year. The odds of seeing another spring like last year, hopefully, are quite low. Last year was an exceptionally dry spring. There are some current indications that the weather pattern is changing back to a more moist, active pattern.
Daniel Hoke is the deputy watermaster for the Boise River out of Water District 63, and he says they keep a close eye on the conditions of the snowpack.
First thing we do every day, we check the weather, and we check the snowpack, we check the reservoir levels, the natural flow levels, and the reservoir percentages. All that is first thing we monitor every single day. We're rooting for a wet March. But having the low carryover and the low below average snowpack at this point, it is something that we need to monitor and be on top of going forward.
Could there be early water shutoffs again this year?
It might be a little too early to say on that, but it's definitely a potential for that. With low carryover from last year, the reservoirs are below average, the snowpack's below average right now, so if things do not improve, that's a possibility, yes.
Let us all collectively pray for precipitation. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.